Joining us now to talk a bit of AFL, we've got our great man, Nicky Davis. G'day, Nico.
Good afternoon, boys. How are you going?
Mate, we're going all right. We're going better than the Richmond Tigers. The big news this week, of course, Dusty Martin. Is he confirmed out for the rest of the year?
Yeah, he is. Suffered a kidney injury in their big win. It was probably a win that might have turned their season around, but obviously with one of the best players in the comp missing the rest of the season. With the rib and kidney injury, would be disappointing for Richmond. Obviously, Richmond, they return back to Melbourne after the game, and Dusty, in his wisdom, I think he's gonna stay in the Sunshine State for a little while.
Too smart, Dusty. And just on that, so for years before Richmond going on their premiership winning run, they run ninth, and that was the joke in the AFL about them coming ninth. Well, they're coming ninth now. No Dusty. They run into probably the hottest team in the competition right now, the Cats. Are they done, like, in your eyes, Nico?
Oh, it's going to be hard. Losing a player like Dusty during the game, sometimes you can get through these things. But look, for the rest of the year, interesting that this game against the Cats has not been played down at Geelong's home stadium. That'd be absolute morals Geelong if it was. MCG gives them a chance. Toby Nankervis coming back in for Richmond, their ruckman. He's been the big difference over the last few years, and him coming back in has made a difference. But yeah, probably without Dusty, it's going to be hard for them to keep winning.
Top of the table clash, the Melbourne Demons taking on the Dogs. Which way are you leaning here?
Just to Melbourne. Look, I just think that the sides that have really troubled the Western Bulldogs have matched up well with their midfield. Their strength is in their midfield, and saw it 2 weeks ago with the Swans. If you're able to match them in that contested footy, you can sort of dry up their scoring. And Melbourne's midfield is right up there. They've got Christian Petrarca, Clayton Oliver, Jack Viney. They've got a really good midfield. The Bulldogs got a bit of a cider at them a few weeks ago. But, look, I just think Melbourne, even though they've been very disappointing, Melbourne against sides outside the eight, I think they're 7-8 against sides inside the eight. And they've really struggled with teams outside. But look, this game against Western Bulldogs might go a long way to seeing who gets that second spot, with Geelong probably going to be in there as well.
Might be a long way towards who wins the Brownlow. Marcus Bontempelli, he seems to be the one to catch. Is that how you read it?
Yeah, that's sort of the word. Again, sort of not having to watch every game over every week, but it seems to be his consistency over the years. And sometimes it's the year after. He played really well last year and was able to poll votes, but it's normally like the year after. And Christian Petrarca is in the same spot. It's sort of the year after you play, have a really good year. If you keep playing well, then the umpires, they recognise you and you get those votes. So, yeah, it's probably down to a race between those two. And I've still got Darcy Parrish from Essendon. Is a bit of a smoky. Every time that Essendon have played a big game and there's been a medal to be won at the end of it, he's won it. So he's a bit of a smoky.
Okay. Bontempelli, by the way, Spuddy, he went very close 2016 to the Norm Smith, but Johannesson pipped him out there. You'd be all over Marcus Bontempelli, wouldn't you, mate?
Well, mate, since last week, I do a lot of knowledge on different sports. So I did one of rugby. Oh, sorry, AFL. Yeah. No, he's a joke, Nico, and he's a disposal doing specialist.
He's a what?
A doing.
He's a what?
A doing.
Doing.
What's a doing? I always hear you say that word. Doing. He's a specialist, mate.
He's not a McDoing.
He's a specialist, a disposal. You throw it crap over your shoulders. Disposal.
That's true. He is very good at disposals.
Nick, I've got you have got a fan out there. One of my clients, Brent. So he always sends me text messages. So this is the question for me.
He's a doing of text messages.
It starts off, now Nick, okay, doing. Swans looked gone for all money against the Giants last Sunday, but they came back with a strong second half to win. Six on the ladder now, but only one win from being in the four. They've got the Dockers this weekend, which they should win. What are your prospects in the finals? Are they handling the bubble better than most competition? Than in the competition?
Yeah, good question. You should have just claimed that as your own spot.
Yeah.
Not a bad question.
No, I've got to give him he pays me good money, mate, to hear his name over radio.
That's all right. That's all right then. Yeah, look, obviously, I'll go to the first bit in the comeback last week. They looked really flat in the first quarter, and sort of talking to some of the coaches, and they got really three players and four of the staff had to leave the game 15 minutes before the game because of the they were at the rugby union test in Melbourne the week before. And They had an emergency there who warmed up, and then they had to shoot two more players back from the hotel. Luckily, they had their phones out and were ready to go. And the energy that it got when those players turned up, they were all so excited, and then they sort of forgot for the first quarter that they had to play a game. But once they clicked into gear, to turn around a 30-point deficit to over a 20-point, it was a 60-point turnaround, was a good effort. This Dockers game is important. They match up pretty well. David Mundy for the Dockers, it's his 300th game. So they were able to win in Nat Fyfe's 200th game 2 weeks ago, the Dockers. And they're just on that bubble. I think they'd be probably sitting just in eighth spot. This is a big one. I thought if we got over GWS and the Dockers, the run home is pretty good. And yeah, the hub does suit our boys. Even though they didn't win a lot of games last year, it showed that they can handle it. And top four this year, who knows? It used to be the home finals, but if it's in a hub, and maybe all the finals might be in Queensland, it might not necessarily be that important to finish to get that home final, because the way things are going, there's not going to be any finals played in Sydney.
Yeah, at the end of the day, he's got to win four games in a row, which may be the case. Buddy Franklin, six goals last week. What else are you looking forward to, Nicko, this week?
What else am I looking forward to? I was looking forward to going to the Roosters Knights game, but that's obviously being kiboshed, and that's up north. Man, it's a bit of a slow week. The British Open, that was on last weekend. That was Colin Morikawa winning that, so that was good. The NBA Finals finished yesterday. What a performance. I've never seen a... crack at his last name, Spud, for me, if you can get that up.
What's his name? His nickname? I know his nickname.
The Greek Freak.
Can you write it down for him? We'll do it at the end of this segment.
The Greek Freak.
Yeah.
But, mate, I've got something for you, Nick. I know it sounds like you're a little bit bored. Mate, go on the computer. Penguin.lsme.
I just left my daughter in her room. I've just been doing fractions and decimals all afternoon.
Ah, homeschooling.
Mate, cos equals 10, that's all I remember. yeah, go on penguin.com and go and buy yourself a book. I heard Spud is a really good read.
Mm.
Can I get it? If it's not a hard copy, can I get it signed?
Or, mate, you're getting it signed. I'll tell you, I won't charge you for the signing because you're a good bloke.
Thanks, buddy.
Nick, now, in fact, we're going to write this down now. Have we written down the name? Yes, we've done that. 1300 011 70.
You know what happens in there, Nego? Right? They try and stir me up, right? So I try to have a bite of my pie then, Gallo's pies. They're going to throw to me. So I've got my finger on the switch, on and off, on and off. What is the question?
So the MVP.
Jesus Christ.
The MVP of the the MVP spot of the NBA yesterday, the Milwaukee Bucks. They won it. And the award went to, ladies and gentlemen, the MVP of the finals for the NBA of 2021, Spud Carroll, is...
Giannis? What a crazy first name. And Teganopu.
What?
And Tet Kapunu. Giannis.
Okay, let's see what Basil Zemplis has got to say. Basil, how do you say it,
Basil?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
No.
Spud, you did a better job than that.
Anti-toka-toka-poo.
Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, that's it.
Antetokounmpo.
How many letters in that last name?
13.
Too many.
5, 6, 7, 8. Alphabet.
Yes. Anyway, hey, Nick, how are you?
He nearly scored that many points. 50 points in the final game. Wow. Just an amazing effort.
And he went on Instagram Live to Chick-fil-A last night, which is one of the fast food joints, and got 50 nuggets.
Wow.
I saw that. What's a record for it? I can tell the listener. He got 50 nuggets because he scored 50 points. Yep. I can tell you I got more than four nuggets when I kicked four goals that night.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'll tell you what, the next day you'd be dropping out some nuggets, wouldn't you?
Speaking of multiplication, you could have multiplied it by 10, and that's about how many nuggets I got.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Nick, what have you been doing this last week as far as lockdown's concerned? Have you found any new shows or podcasts, or you're reading a book? What have you been doing?
Oh, a couple of podcasts. I've been listening to a couple of podcasts, but just in regard, I've been homeschooling. I've been doing plenty of homeschooling. But yeah, lucky probably that the British Open was on over the weekend, and then the NBA Finals and the footy. This week's been a bit slower. With all that finishing, and the NBA Finals finishing yesterday. So no, I haven't really found too many shows. Oh, I watched The Wedding Ringer last night on Netflix. I like Kevin Hart; he's pretty funny.
Oh yeah,
so, I'll tell you one not to watch. I put it on.
What?
It was on Prime Amazon about the real estate Australian athlete as real estate show.
Oh
about the Australians.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Million dollar listing, one of those.
Unbelievable, seriously.
Yeah,
it's like something. LA. Listings, they do a fantastic job over there, but they've got these three gooses on this show. Anyway.
Righto, we've got to go. Nick, thank you very much, mate. We appreciate your time, and you've got to get back to some homeschooling. In fact, school's over now, isn't it?
I do.
Quarter to five.
Yeah, now I've got detention.
Oh, yeah, well done. Good luck, teacher.
No worries. Thanks, guys.